welcome to Game Over Nation. I forgot what number this episode is, but I'm glad to be back.
I'm 72, right?
75. Is that right? Yeah,
72. See,
I don't think we're at 75.
It's 72. I can both confirm and deny that this is 72.
Oh, well, shit. Well, weird. Now we don't know if it's 72 or not.
I'm pretty sure it is.
But you can find out quickly by looking above...
above the post.
Looking at the title of this MP3.
Yeah, it'll tell you.
And you'll know more than all of us. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should start your own podcast where you know the number... Ow, I just popped my back. Hello.
What?
It's been a while. It's 2013. We waited a year to bring you this show.
20 Baker does.
Stop saying that.
Yeah, I didn't get that joke at first, Ryan. Like, he used does. It's that's the end of 20 does. And I'm like, 20 does? 20 dos?
Who did this?
I'm like, dude, it's not 2002. Oh, my God, Ryan's dumb.
Does.
And then I was like,
does.
Like, dozen? Yeah. Oh, no.
20 does.
I was the one who was dumb.
Uh-huh.
But then, in a twist of fate, 20 does is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. So you are also that.
No, it's
but then
the
we
best.
Kicked it up a notch with 20 Baker's does.
Yeah, now it's 20 Baker's does.
It just delicious. Gets worse and worse. Fuck y'all.
All of y'all. Well,
don't hate
okay.
haters.
With that, welcome to episode whatever. I am Javi Rodriguez, your host. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi, guys.
And Dylan Roush.
Yo!
And, of course, our totally unpaid inferno, Gabe Philbin.
Yeah, I'm here, I guess. Is that your inferno noise?
That's your inferno noise.
That's your inferno?
Urine.
What's a urine inferno? That sounds gross.
Yeah, stop saying that. It's creepier than looking into Baby Ye's eyes.
Nothing is creepier than that.
Now, to all our listeners watching on YouTube, is this Kanye's baby?
That's a stupid
thank you. Leave a comment below on whether or not that's what Kanye's baby looks like.
And then leave a comment on just how creepy it is, because it is.
And if you're listening at home, what did you think that sounded like it would be Kanye's baby?
Hey, Javi! Your girlfriend just sent me a Steam gift.
Whoa! What kind of gift?
Is it another copy of Dota 2?
Oh my god. Oh my gosh, he sent me Pixel Junk Eden!
Oh, that game's awesome!
I know! And I gave her that shitty piece of shit Dota 2! I'm
son
so
of a
sorry,
fuck.
Rachel! Rachel!
I'm so sorry!
Stay with me.
Speaking of Dota 2, if anyone wants a copy, just message me or Dylan in any way you can. We have about 10 that we don't know what to do with.
There's so many. My hands, they're not worth anything on the warehouse anymore. Help me!
Alright, this week we're going to talk about 2013. The year just started, but we already know a bunch of titles that we're excited about. We're going to talk about the ones that we find relevant and what we think's going to happen throughout the year. Right, Gabe?
Totes.
Yeah. All right, well, let's start going down the list.
All right, we're going to start with games
made a
that
list.
We have release dates for. I don't have the release dates with me, so just they're kind of in chronological order.
Ah, fuck it. Everything's to be determined.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, first up, Ni No Kuni, which comes out, like, next week, I think? Or in 2 weeks, 2 weeks. 3 weeks.
Maybe.
2 weeks. 3 weeks.
We'll find out soon enough.
January. Yeah. Comes out in January.
That's
and there's
this
a demo
month.
For it right now. I haven't played it. I want to, because it looks like a Ghibli movie, and Ghibli movies make me happy.
They make you jibble.
What?
They make me jibble. If Ghibli was an adjective, that's what Studio Ghibli movies would make me feel.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I know nothing about this game, so...
The Ghiblis!
It's an RPG from Japan that's taken a year for some reason to localize. Taken over a year to localize. And everyone's mad about it, and it's finally coming out. And we'll see what happens with that. I want to play it, but I am, as I've said about every episode, poor. Woo!
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 You really reached that demographic of our audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they can relate to me, you know?
Yep.
Our somebody's got to.
Intern.
So, does anyone want to pick up Ni No Kuni? Whatever.
Ni Nan Kano.
I can't even pronounce it!
I'm a big fan of, cel shading. So I feel like that's an art style that is underused these days. So, yeah, I'm interested in it, if only for the art style. It's a JRPG, isn't it?
Sort of, but more action-y. The battle system's more action-y, not so much turn-based.
Other than the way the game looks, I have no interest whatsoever. I'm not a big Studio Ghibli fanboy or anything. I think the movies look beautiful, but I've never actually watched one. So, yeah.
If you're like Javi and haven't watched a Studio Ghibli movie, go watch Spirited Away. It's the best.
And if you want to see one of the best examples of cel shading in video games, check out Naruto, Ultimate Ninja Storm. Any of those games look phenomenal.
Hmm. All right, next up, DMC.
Devil May Cry.
Yep, the Devil May Cry reboot.
Well,
I have absolutely no
interest. Am I the only
one
that thinks the voice actor sounds ridiculous? Like he just stumbles over his own lines half the time? Like he has a mouthful of something.
Mouthful of buttermilk biscuits.
A little buttermilk biscuits.
It's the devil's tears. They're so salty.
He's like, name's Dante the Demon Hunter. What do you think about that? Like,
is it Keanu Reeves doing the voice work?
No joke. It's close to that. Like, I don't know. Gabe, find anything a dialogue and tell me if it looks awkward and stick it in right now. If there is nothing, just put up text that says there was nothing. You're dumb.
I'm giving Gabe
a lot to do this week.
He's an FBI agent.
Once again, viewers, does this look like Kanye's baby?
No, stop reminding me. Stop reminding me.
Oh, you want us to stop reminding you? It's your fucking Skype picture.
No, it's not. It's back to Kermit.
No, it's not.
It hasn't changed back.
It's still Jack Bauer interrogating a golden retriever.
I forgot Jack Bauer.
I'm still seeing baby Kanye.
And a slow ass dog. We're running out of time, Fido.
Dylan, why don't you
Devil May Cry? I'm hearing negative things. Which
Dylan's not a fan.
No, I'm not.
Why aren't you a fan?
You read a lot of negative things and you saw like a video of something.
Oh my God.
The combo system being exploited.
Well, no. It wasn't even being exploited. It was just, it looked easy as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Continue.
I watched a review of the demo that someone put on YouTube this week. And it's looking bad. I mean, they found like three glitches, one where you can constantly fly all along all the walls.
Well, I mean, you know how much can change between a demo and a game? Like, just look
at
Steel Battalion and how good that got from the demo to the game.
No.
Is that sarcasm?
Yeah.
Because I didn't play any of those.
It's weird, you know, and maybe I'm looking way too much into this, but a lot of media outlets, actually most media outlets, have been all over this game's dick, and like, and they seem really friendly with the developers. Like, I remember at E3 watching, you know, different live streams where they'd have the people on their shows, and they're like, oh man, game looks so cool, game looks great, and they're all excited and like super chummy with the developers that they had on, and I've seen nothing but positive press for DMC. Nothing.
Go
but
the
positive.
Ninja.
And then like,
oh sorry,
hmm? And then like people like us, or the people more on the outside, just kind of looking in, and other like unbiased, I don't know, basically people that aren't part of the industry officially, it's almost all negative. It's almost all critical. And so I'm eating my own words here, but it might be a good example of that whole there's no line between journalists and development, you know.
Yeah.
It's very you know, hand in hand.
Well, and also, I mean, the real test will be when reviews come out. If they're all like super positive, then that's going to be kind of weird. There's a lot of people who say that they try not to judge too harshly until the final product's out there, so.
Right. I mean, I think it's really strange to me. A lot of the stuff I've been seeing is like, the game looks barely halfway decent, but every time I've seen that game, I think it's gorgeous. And maybe it's just the way I react to Ninja Theory's art style, but like, I thought Enslaved was one of the most beautiful games I've ever seen in my entire life.
And I love Enslaved.
I still think Enslaved is right up there with like Uncharted 3 and whatever you want to say is one of the best looking games
gameplay.
Of the generation. Yeah, I mean, I'm strictly talking about visuals and art style. Like, that game's fucking stunning, man. It's vibrant, and like, just the color palettes they used alone are like mouthwatering. You know, I have no other way to explain it. And that game I never hear people talking about it in any way. You know, it never got a lot of merit.
Because the gameplay fucking sucked.
It didn't suck.
I know, I heard a lot of positive things about Enslaved.
I didn't finish it. I was like falling asleep.
It was people that played it are like,
you're
playing
as Andy Serkis.
Cool. But like, I don't know. I feel like that's a game where I'm like, man, I feel like people should have been like, dude, remember how good that looked? Remember, like, whoa. But nobody, I don't hear that conversation, or I never have. And then DMC, I look at it, a lot of it, like, the sky is, like, really vibrant blue, and then, like, the walls are a nice complementary yellow and orange with, like, bits of red in there, and the textures look nice and crackled, and there's a lot of contrast going on. But, like, and I'm looking at the same imagery, and in the same video that I'm watching, I'm hearing them say, oh, this is barely passable. It looks okay, I guess. And I'm like, what the fuck? Am I crazy? I don't know.
Probably.
Maybe I am. Or maybe it looks bad, like
I think,
or you can see it, that it looks worse in person.
I guess we listen to different things, because like I heard a lot of praise for the visuals in Enslaved, like there was a lot of stuff about the facial animations too that everybody loved.
People give Ninja Theory a lot of love for their facial stuff, and they do a really good job on that. Yeah, I mean, to give you some, you know, validity there. I didn't really hear anything about Enslaved. That's right. What I'm trying to get across. I didn't follow Enslaved as much as I could have or something. I didn't watch people's reactions to Enslaved, but I also felt like I hear a lot more about other games that I don't follow at all.
Right.
You know, I heard countless things about Mass Effect 3 and Assassin's Creed 3 and, you know, all that shit, and Borderlands. I hear things about those all the time, just passively, you know, and I don't follow them at all. But something like Enslaved, I didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
It's just weird. But, yeah.
So, back to what we were talking about before, I just wanted to chime in with Ninja Theory tweeted that they're happy that no genuine review has been under 89%. So a review isn't legit unless it's good.
That's weird.
No genuine review has been under... What does that even mean?
That's what I'm saying.
No review that we like...
It might be... maybe a dis...
is this...
non-genuine review is someone that didn't have a review copy? And so they're just writing a review, you know. You know how
I'm assuming they're talking about like Metacritic stuff, but
right.
Word it better.
The user
please.
Reviews for the game they don't have yet.
Please, please word it better, because you make yourself sound like an asshole there.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Dead Space 3. We can't spend that much time talking about every goddamn game.
Sorry, Gabe. Fuck.
Let me pull up the old soapbox.
You know,
why don't we just talk about quarter one of 2013?
Yeah. You know, okay. After I wasn't excited for this game until I played Resident Evil 6 with Javi.
Yeah.
Now I kind of want to get it just to do another, just to play co-op in this game. Because
well, you didn't play through Dead Space 1 and 2.
I played
through
the first one.
Oh, okay. You got to check out the second
one. I know.
One, it's better in every way.
I think. Yeah, I mean, fuck, I want to just play co-op, man.
Yeah, it's fun.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I don't know about Dead Space co-op. I hope it's fun.
I hope it's as fucking retarded as Resident Evil.
Well, what's cool about the Dead Space co-op is that it's, like, completely drop-in, drop-out, and, like, it kind of commits to that idea of when you're playing by yourself, it's just you. You don't have that partner. But then when someone else hops in, it loads up, like, different, differently directed cutscenes and just different interactions, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool how it just tweaks it slightly enough to it's like, oh, that's kind of neat, you know? There's some cool interactions and different things that happen to Isaac based on whether or not he's alone.
Mm.
That's cool.
I'm going to be honest. I mean, I realize Resident Evil 6 wasn't that great of a game, but I hope more games is as bad as Resident Evil 6. God damn, that was fun.
You want a bad co-op game? Get Watchmen, The End Is Nigh.
No, because that's not as retarded bad.
No.
It's pretty bad.
Just get the demo and play as Rorschach and just constantly hit the dodge
button. I've played it. Javi had it for the longest time on this PS3.
Oh my god. Rorschach just literally breakdances around enemies and it's the best. All right.
If you want a stupid-ass game, check out Never Dead.
Is that the one where you like take yourself apart?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I want it to be retarded co-op. That's like the only pleasure I derive from video games. Sigh.
At all?
No.
At all, ever.
But that's all I want to play right now is shitty games.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Do it up, big dog.
Anyone else want to say something else about Dead Space 3?
No.
No.
I think that game is a huge question mark. We really haven't seen.
Yeah, I was gonna say I haven't seen shit about it really.
Yeah, and all that I do remember seeing of it was very threatening to what I like about Dead Space. It's like, okay, now it's co-op. And they're like, yeah, but you don't have to do co-op. But yeah, but there's that everything kind of is built around that it can be done with co-op. And that kind of sucks because I like a lot of the like big set piece stuff that only involves Isaac. I don't know. Maybe they can pull it off. But on top of that, there was taking cover now and firefights.
Like,
there was no firefights in the old.
We're not zombies, but things.
You didn't have enemies with guns in the old Dead Space. Now you do, and it's like, man, why did? Okay, maybe it'll be cool.
Probably
but
not.
It's,
but you know,
it's yeah.
We'll
like
see.
It's different. It's different because it's not like old Dead Space, but it's also the same because it's like every other game.
All right. So, next up, Sly 4. Was it Thieves in Time?
I forgot about this game, but I like the series, so this gets a thumbs up from me.
I'm excited. I get to play it on my Vita.
You're excited because you have terrible choices in which Sly game's the best, you fucker.
Because the first
Sly
one's the best,
better.
And
fuck
none
y'all.
Of them even come close.
Fuck all y'all.
It's unfortunate because this one doesn't follow the first one's formula. It's more like the second and third. But
there's a reason for that, Gabriel.
Yeah, because a lot of people are stupid, and they like the second one more because they enjoy playing as a stupid
have taste,
fucking hippo
Gabriel,
and dumb handicapped turtle.
People like playing as the Murray.
I'm sorry, what game are we talking about now?
Sly 4.
Oh, I heard something about hippos and turtles. Like, what the fuck is
there's
this?
There's raccoons and tigers and lions, oh my.
I can't wait
you
to play
as a
Sly
giant
in
autistic
this game.
Hippo and Woody Allen as a turtle.
Woody Allen as a turtle is the best description I've ever
seen. Yeah. Just long story short, I want to play the Sly missions. I don't care about the other ones.
Well, because you have terrible taste.
Yep.
No, Sly is so much better. It's like, hey, we got this really cool, really, really great feeling character to play as, and then we have these two other versions that you have to suffer through to get
it's
back.
It's essentially like, Sonic Adventure 2, but actually good. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, Sonic is like, Sonic, oh, sweet, okay. A Sonic stage, or a Shadow stage, I like these, and then, oh, fuck, Knuckles, and then the robot, and then Amy, and it's like, god damn it.
That sounds like that Star Fox game that I played, where I kept having to go on the land, and I was like, ah.
Star Fox Adventures is good.
I don't know if that's the one that I have, though.
Oh, you're thinking Assault.
Yeah.
Star Fox Assault, yeah.
Yeah, that one, yeah, when I go on land. Because I remember, because I got my GameCube hooked up today, and I texted Javi because I couldn't remember how you get to the fucking menu for memory card. He told me, like, oh yeah. So I opened that up, and I was like, Star Fox. Like, I was looking at my saves that are on these old memory cards, like, Star Fox Assault, you son of a bitch. Yeah.
Next up, Aliens Colonial Marines. I care so little for this, but.
Because you hate James Cameron and it's transferred over.
If they made a game like Alien, fuck yeah,
dude. That, I don't know if that
Alien Colonial Marine.
Yeah, if it was Alien Colonial Marine, then maybe.
It's just called Alien Sigourney Weaver.
What's his name? Neil Oler says Colonial Marines is actually the game he's looking forward to most in 2013. So people are, like, excited about this. I have such an anti-boner for aliens, and I'm sorry. I just can't.
I see really nice gameplay footage of it and, like, cool shadow work, and the aliens look great. But, like, I don't know. Something about licensed movie games, it takes a lot to get me behind them.
I think it's really cool that this is, like, sort of, like, the direct sequel to Aliens, and, like, they're trusting that to Randy Pitchford and co. But, I don't know, it's not enough for me to be excited.
Terminator 3 was the direct sequel to Terminator 2. Doesn't mean it's awesome.
Wait, no, what?
It's that it's transferring a sequel from a movie to a game. That's what I was
trying to get across. No, wait, no. You're not even fucking questioning Terminator's the sequel to Terminator 2?
I said Terminator 3 is
the
sequel to Terminator 2.
Oh, I didn't hear
2.
The 3. I said Terminator's the sequel to Terminator 2. What?
No.
Well, if you think about it...
No! No!
Think about it.
Yeah, I hope it's good.
Like,
you know, if it's mind-blowing.
People are... Yeah, I never hope that a game's bad.
Well, Dylan does.
Yeah.
Dylan's like, God, I hope it's bad so me and Javi can play co-op.
It'd be more fun than if it was a highly polished game.
That formula definitely worked with Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
50 Cent, Blood on the Sand.
What was more fun, having that polished Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 or just hearing Galactic Might, Galactic Might,
Bungie Bash,
and over again? And you guys been, you're taking all the points. Fuck.
Okay, next up, Crysis 3.
Nah.
I really like Crysis. I thought Crysis 2 was kind of not awesome. And this one looks
fun.
Even
I had
more
fun with
like
it.
Crysis 2.
I don't care.
Meh.
Is this another guy in a super suit?
Where's my super suit?
Yes! I'd rather play that game.
The non-existent Incredibles game.
Yes,
no, that's a game. That's real.
It sucks.
It's got co-op.
It sucks.
That's about all there is about this one. There's a bow in it. I played the shitty multiplayer alpha. I hope that wasn't under NDA or anything.
Who cares? I've broken NDA.
Yeah. I don't think there's much more to say about Crysis 3. We haven't really seen a lot from it at all. Except
you know what? Dylan should move up here, and there's all these retro stores everywhere, and we can just start a whole video series called Co-op Crap.
Co-op Crap. Just... Co-op Co-rap.
And we just play all the way through shitty co-op games and record it.
Do you like penicillin on your video games?
We'll do Batman Vengeance on GameCube.
Ooh. No! Buffy.
Yeah.
Did you just say Buffy?
Yeah, Buffy Hobby has it. It's a piece of shit.
Chaos Bleeds, but that's competitive.
Oh, yeah.
All right, next up, Revenge and Antonance, Metal Gear Rising.
You know, that I did Woo! Play the demo to that, and I did enjoy that demo. I am excited for this one. And I saw the special edition has, like, a lava lamp. And I was I love lava lamps.
Who doesn't like a good lava lamp? Nobody.
It was pretty fun what we played.
I really enjoyed the demo. It was, I was cutting everything, and I ended up cutting the stairs, so I couldn't get up the stairs, and I was stuck on the beach, and I had to restart.
It's when you got a ninja run, man.
You can
that
wait.
Game
there's
walks
a ninja
that
run?
Perfect.
Yeah, you hold right trigger and you fucking sprint like a motherfucker.
Oh, fuck, I wish I knew that, because I thought I was just stuck on the beach.
Right near the beach.
Because I couldn't stop cutting everything. I was just chopping up cars.
Oh, God, I can't stop cutting.
I can't stop cutting. Help me. Help me.
I can't stop cutting. It feels so good.
The game made a great choice where it was like, all right, we can try really hard to be cool and tell a cutting edge futuristic
cutting
story,
edge.
Or we can try to just be retarded.
Oh, they're telling a cutting edge story, alright.
Yeah, they are.
By the way, Hobby, there is a Gray Fox skin for that game.
Nice.
So, fuck, I'm getting this. Fuck DMC.
Fuck, I can totally see this game getting repetitive, though. I hope it's...
Yeah, that was kind of my concern with
totally
the demo.
Be, but yeah.
Hopefully they find a way to keep it fresh.
Yeah, by letting you cut.
Don't worry, there's plenty of that in there.
All right. Well, I think that demo left me with the impression of, like, alright, these dudes, you can slice them up any way you want, and it's fine, but there's going to be incentive to cut things in very specific ways, and
right?
You gotta get really good at.
Yeah, it had the you do the during the tutorial the where they were holding a hostage and you had to cut without cutting the hostage.
Yeah.
When really, you should just follow Keanu Reeves and shoot the hostage.
Cut the hostage.
Cut the hostage
in half.
Pop quiz hot shot. A terrorist has a hostage. Ah.
Oh, a terrorist has a hot
pop quiz.
That's just a pretty lady. A hot
what
stitch.
Do you do?
Alright. Next up, Rayman Legends. I want this thing so bad, but I don't have a Wii U.
I haven't played enough.
I have a Wii U and I will be getting it.
So if it's awesome, I'm happy for it because I'm really liking Origins so far.
Origins is so good.
Yeah, it is. Wait, when is that supposed to come out?
I don't know. Sometime.
They haven't put a date on it yet, still.
It's on this list. I didn't write down the release dates, though.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like, Rayman Origins is probably, like, favorite 2D platformer of, like, ever, I think. Yeah, I'll say that.
Sounds good.
Put that on the box. Rayman Legends is my favorite 2D platform of, like, ever, I think. Yeah, let's say that.
Box quote.
I do the best I can to get on that box quote. Mm-hmm. But, like, that, those, like, level, or music-based levels look so cool. Like, that Black Betty trailer they released a long-ass time ago that I've used, like, 8 times in the video podcasts. It's like,
no one noticed until now.
No one noticed what?
Exactly.
Nothing.
Sorry, I'm reading online. No, I'm not. I'm watching more of the speedruns.
Yeah, you guys
like a diarrhea competition?
Yes.
Remember that movie that came out like 2 years ago, The Ruins? I remember first I thought it said The Runs, and I was like, oh no!
Oh no, never!
Get it out! Get it out!
This is more off topic. Have you guys ever thought about like what it means to die from diarrhea?
I just
mean, like, how does that happen? Do you just like die after pooping?
It ain't probably like,
you know, you're just shitting and shitting and shitting and shitting.
You just dehydrate yourself and die.
Now you have nothing left. You're a dry husk of a man.
You just
your
shit
organs
out your
come
job,
out.
You shit out.
Dylan
your,
could teach pre-med, I swear to God.
I have nothing left. I am so
you
drunk.
Shit out your house
I am
and
a
car.
Raisin, and I am all shitted out.
What the fuck did you just say? What the fuck was that?
Why are we having poop conversation?
Next level poop conversations.
I don't like it at all.
Well, next up, we have Castlevania Mirror of Fate.
That game's a pile of poop.
Yeah, it is.
Whoa!
I don't know.
Whoa!
I don't know anything about it. I'm just kidding.
I didn't like it. I thought it was boring as shit.
Well, Gabe, you're not a Castlevania fan. Javi.
Huh?
You're a Castlevania fan.
Yeah, I'm not a Lords of Shadow fan, though.
Really? I love Lords of Shadow.
It reminded me basically of, you know, in Lords of Shadow when you'd see the tutorial book and it would have those awesome, like, hand-drawn animations of how to... It's like if they did that...
Just made it ugly.
But it was on a 3D model. So it's so unnecessary. They should have just fucking done hand-drawn. It would have been beautiful and would have been awesome.
But the
instead,
kids want 3D. Or the Nintendo
have, like,
want
shitty,
3D.
Like... Yeah, really jagged 3D models that are doing those things.
But how does it play?
Yeah, boring. It played all right. I was like experimenting with it. It was kind of like God of War set
it's
on
God
2D
of War
plane.
In 2D, pretty much.
Ah, oh, don't tell me that.
Well, what? It's Lords of Shadows on a 2D plane. It's that's exactly what it is.
Don't tell him that.
Don't tell me how games I've already played are.
You have a horizontal, like, weaker attack, and then you have a vertical, harder attack that goes slower. And then you can jump, and you can do those in the air, and you have projectiles, and it could be awesome. Like, it could be if they design levels and enemies around that, and they do it well, it could be really cool. Basically, what the demo I played, I was just like, ah, these mechanics work, and it feels good.
Okay.
It looks like shit.
Yeah. You know, if the art direction is as good as Lords of Shadow, though, I can forgive that.
We'll see.
Because, I mean, I don't fucking care about Gabriel's design in Lords of Shadow, but the levels and, like, the environments, those are some of the best fucking levels I've seen. Like, especially the castle. You know, when you're coming up on the castle, that looks fantastic.
Look, I've always said, and I totally agree, that, like, Lords of Shadow is... stunning. It's a beautiful, beautiful game. It sounds great. It looks great. Everything's polished completely. But, and this is I watched the Game Grumps panel last night, and they said exactly what I think about Lords of Shadow. Like, and Aaron's like, why don't I? He's like, when I played it, I was like, why don't I think this game is amazing? It looks amazing, sounds amazing, it plays good. It has
adds
a decent
some
game
really
feel.
Bad decisions.
He's like, but like, it's the perfect analogy is like when you get on the tarantula, like when you get on a spider in that game, it's like, holy shit, I'm riding a spider! And then you're like, and that's kind of the initial thing when you see the game. Oh my god, this looks great, it sounds great, all that. But then you're on the spider and it's just like, you just walk around and you're like, oh, that's it?
My biggest issue was the shitty like QuickTime event stuff.
That was pretty bad, too, but I don't think that's what broke the game for me. Really, my problems with the game are almost ineffable. They're just... It's just... Bleh.
Can QuickTime events go away? Like,
I really wish they did.
Like, no one likes them.
No one does.
Yeah, they're usually implemented pretty terribly.
And, like, even when people say they're implemented well, like in God of War, it's like...
We could have had something...
You still don't need it, yeah.
Why is it there...
I don't know, Kung Fu Panda pretty much nailed it.
It's a shitty pass-fail system, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to watch... It's like, hey, here's a cutscene of something really awesome, yeah. but you can't really pay attention to the cutscene because you got to press these buttons. Otherwise,
right, yeah,
you're going to have to start over
the
cutscene.
And it covers up cool shit. Like, and it you can't appreciate what's happening because you're too busy trying to, like, because
you're looking
focus
where
on those.
Fucking... Like, you're looking at where the buttons are going to show up, so you know.
And then it's the worst when a game doesn't have anything like that, and then all of a sudden it happens... And like
Uncharted
you instantly
Drake's
fail.
Fortune.
You instantly fail because what the fuck?
Yeah.
Most of our deaths in Resident Evil 6 were from fucking QTEs.
Yeah. The one exception where I'm like, okay, quick time events were just a part of the game and
heavy rain.
they were very heavy rain. It was part of the system. Like it, right. that was
too
the only
bad half of them didn't work.
What?
God, anything with a control stick made me want to kill myself.
I had no problem.
It was fine. The stuff with the six axis is
yeah.
real. Like, jerk left, jerk right, shake up and down, but not forward and backwards.
Turn the wheel, turn it. Oh, turn! I am turning, you fucking game.
Yeah, it's not, but it's like, it makes the image of the controller turning like a steering wheel, but it doesn't want you to actually do that. It wants you to tilt the controller left. It's like, ah. But... Other than that, like I enjoyed Heavy Rain with that whole control scheme, and technically that is quick time events. But I think that's the solution to doing proper quick time events. There is no fail state. It keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
You don't watch the same shit again because you fucked up. You know.
They're the worst, Jerry. The worst. All right. Next up is the game that I probably. Have like the most hope for, like in that I hope it's so good that I'm so wrong about it, but I'm so unsure about whether it will be good or not. Is Tomb Raider? I don't know if there's a little tagline beneath that. It's just Tomb Raider, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider.
Tomba.
Yeah. I think. I don't know.
You know, I was.
I don't know.
I was in the middle of this game. And then I saw it, they were doing multiplayer or whatever, and I was like, what?
They are?
If I remember right.
Yeah, they announced multiplayer.
They haven't shown anything on it, I think.
I know that, but what? Why?
Could be cool, just like the rest
you
of the game.
You say it could
know.
Be cool with every game that has multiplayer, and then the multiplayer dies in a week.
But it could be cool.
But it
could
be cool.
It could be. It could be.
Like Uncharted 2. Could be cool. And that was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it
Don't
was
you dare say
awesome.
A word, Ryan.
Ryan just doesn't like video games.
I do like video
you
games.
You like simulations of mechanical men.
I do like those, but...
Video game. Ryan's average day.
that was it.
That's it. Yeah, Tomb Raider, I can't really describe why I don't think it's going to be good, but I just don't think it's going to be good.
Shut up, Gabe.
It's Crystal Dynamics.
Cool.
It's the same team. Also, I don't find Lara Croft interesting at all. I never did.
And maybe
you know,
she
I guess
will
this
be
is
this
them
time?
Trying to make her interesting. Good luck.
You know, she was more interesting in the movies, and the movies sucked.
Dude, don't talk shit about those movies.
Movies
Angelina
sucked.
Jolie is a patron
those
saint.
Those movies suck.
Yeah.
Daniel Craig being a pussy.
Oh yeah, I forgot Daniel Craig's in it. God damn.
Oh, I never saw the first one. I only saw, what is it, Cradles of Life?
He's in
when
the second
like...
one,
yeah,
Dick.
Cradle of Life.
He was in the second one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
He wasn't in the first one.
Well, I didn't say he was in the first one. I just said I never saw
you
the first one.
You said Daniel Craig, and you're like, oh my god, I've never seen the first one.
Well, yeah, because it was just like, boom, I've never
well,
seen
you... the first one had that whole montage where she's training in her mansion, and there's this gigantic
robot
trying
Not
to kill
that,
her.
Not only that, but that robot was pretty much the robot from Half-Life 2, Dog.
To me, it was like a real steel robot. Just like walking
around. Oh, the
around.
Whole time you're like, oh, go Javi boy.
Well, she's like swinging around to that U2 song. Remember that shit?
Yes, I do. Who was the villain in the first one? Was it Pierce Brosnan?
Maybe.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
When you said that, I thought you meant Pierce Morgan.
Shut up!
The fucking British reporter that no one likes. He's not allowed back into England. Oh, he sucks.
You follow Jeremy Clarkson too, Gabe?
No.
Because he tweets about Piers Morgan.
I do like that Crystal Dynamics is implementing a lot of new stuff to Tomb Raider, though. Like, you actually unlock abilities and you can upgrade your stats and shit. It's,
yeah,
like, got some RPG stuff going on there. That's kind of neat. But, yeah.
I want it to be so good. I really do. But
that's cool, dog.
I just don't trust it. Don't trust it, man. All right, next up is God of War Ascension.
Oh!
The beta for the multiplayer is in PlayStation Plus this week.
Well, even more important, Demon's Souls is coming to the PlayStation Network, so I'd rather just play that.
Okay.
Sorry, God of War!
Yeah, I have no interest in this game.
I have no interest in this game. I've platinumed all of the God of Wars. You know, it's like, eh.
Eh, Kratos is the, like, least entertaining character ever.
I like Kratos.
Why?
Because
he's angry.
Like he's the best, like, actual anti-hero in games.
No, he's not.
Okay.
Solid Snake.
Okay. No, no.
He's no hero. He never was.
No, okay, so you think about it, like,
can love
a lot of the times when you're like
anytime,
a bad
anywhere.
Character, like when you're being like doing bad things in the game, people still like think of you as like this hero. Like the biggest fucking offender of this is goddamn Prototype, where you literally kill everything, but you're somehow still the good guy. When you're Kratos, you kill everything. No one likes you. You're not doing anyone any good. Like you're not a
he's
hero.
Not
you're just
a
who
good
you're
character.
Playing as.
He's just an angry.
No, he's not
man
a good character, but he's a good anti-hero.
Tantrum.
I didn't say he was a good character. I just said he was a good anti-hero. Boom.
But then he found out that hope was his greatest weapon.
And he lifted the curse. And true love saved his family.
Yeah.
Maybe all of that will happen.
Kratos,
when does God
boring
of War Ascension even take place? Is it before?
Before the prequel.
Before the prequel, after the sequel.
So it's before
God of War Origin, or whatever the fuck it was?
There's
that,
Chains
that
of Olympus and
one?
Ghost of Sparta. Ghost of Sparta came between 1 and 2, I think.
Ghost of Sparta, I thought, was... Yeah, it was between 1 and 2, but what was
and
the one before
Chains
that
of Olympus came before 1, I
yeah,
think.
Whatever of Olympus, Ghost of Olympus, whatever the shit, that... The Ascension is before everything.
You know, honestly, the only one that I ever want to replay is number 2.
I like 3.
2's the best one.
I agree.
Easily.
3's just so pretty.
I don't care if it's
3's
pretty.
3's really pretty. Really
it's,
pretty.
It's. I mean, it's okay. Number 3 I thought was better than the first one, but number 2 was fantastic. Number 3 was okay.
I would love if instead of God of War Ascension, they made God of War 2 in 3's engine. I would buy that in a second. I would be like totally pumped for that.
Yeah, I got a war.
Yeah, like there's not a whole lot. Like, everything on this fucking, a lot of things on this list, haven't
Suck.
Seen a lot of. Like, just no one's showing anything. Yeah, like fuck, man. All right, well there are only two more that have release dates this year, and they're two
BioShock.
Fucking good ones. It's BioShock Infinite. It's the first one.
Yay!
I love BioShock.
These are all sequels.
I know.
Hey, this isn't a sequel. It's just the name BioShock.
But you know what? I wasn't really hopeful for BioShock, and then I saw that latest gameplay trailer, and I was like, all right, you got me. You got me, Levine.
It looks like more of what we've seen. What was different that sold you?
He actually paid attention.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Plus, like, the woman, what's her name?
Elizabeth?
Elizabeth was, like, throwing you magazines and shit.
Dude, she does a lot in that game.
I was like, that's kind of cool. And then you're swinging around from hooks and shit, and that's like, that's really cool. I'm like, all right, you got me.
Then you're looking at everything in the fucking world.
And then I saw the design.
World,
like, and it's like, and I love the design. And I was like, okay.
Then everyone bitches about the cover art, and you're like, why the fuck do you even care?
Because you're going to look at it for a real long time. When you open
the
game.
They should, like, troll everybody and make the cover art also the menu.
That would be fabulous.
And then just have it slightly overlaid the background the whole time.
Just a watermark of it. In the
yeah.
Right.
Across through the whole game, yeah.
Whenever you beat, like, a stage, they're gonna have stages this time. And every time you beat a stage, there's your screen.
Yep.
Oh my god.
Show it as much as they can.
Thanks, Ryan.
It was like, the first BioShock was just so awesome.
Hey, the second one was pretty good too. I used to hate it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I like
the second
it.
One's good.
No, I've no. I've...
I played it through the first time a couple weeks ago.
It was really good.
BioShock 2 is great. It's just like when you first played like the original, and you're just like everything is so new and all rapture-y.
Yeah, I mean, well, there's your problem. Like you can't. It could. I would argue that another game in Rapture would be a huge mistake. That
yeah, you can't. That world you can't recapture was... that. Or initial awe. Yeah. Like, you've got to change it up.
The first game took you on the perfect tour of the whole city. Or not the whole city, but just, like, every single level gave you a different, like, glimpse and idea of what the city was and, like, how it actually functions.
Mm-hmm. And, like, well, I thought that BioShock 2 was great, but I think it's also, it was... stretching that idea.
Yeah.
Like,
they definitely pushed it to the limit right there, and you can't do it again.
Like, that sequel was super unnecessary. With as much fun as I had with it, like, it's also like, this didn't need to be made, but I'm glad it's here. It's fun.
I'm glad it's good. It could have been terrible, and that would have been...
Exactly. Yeah.
But, Game Theory did, like, a fucking episode of... if BioShock could actually, like, exist.
Yeah.
And, like, Irrational Games put some fucking time into thinking about this city. Mm-hmm. Like, where they placed it geographically is in, like, the perfect location. Like, as you're going through the, like,
Have
the
I
building.
Made you a fan?
Of, well...
Of... I mean, it's just a theory.
Oh, God, get fucked.
game.
Alright, and last up for games with a release date is The Last of Us. I think I could go between these two for game I'm most excited about this year. Probably leaning towards The Last of Us.
I'm nervous about The Last of Us.
I am
too!
A lot of it seems just too...
I've seen I Am Legend.
Quote-unquote scripted. Like it makes me very like I watch gameplay. I'm like, God, that looks awesome. And then at the same time, I'm like, this looks like it was supposed to play out this way. And it, like, well, not a lot of it.
Like that E3 demo, that like original one they showed, where it did look like things were scripted. They showed a completely different way you could go through that building. So my worry is kind of similar to yours in that things look scripted, but. Like, I still believe that they aren't going to be. And then I think, how the fuck are they going to make an entire game out of so many fucking scripted options?
Yeah. And what's this game's... Like, I guess that last trailer was, like, the first actual bit of story that... I mean, other than just, you know, quiet, you know, driving around, shit's fucked up, stuff. Like... That last trailer had some more characters that Joel and what's her name, Ellie. We're interacting with, you know, there's some lady or something. So I don't know. I was just thinking, like, other than the whole kill everybody, kill or be killed stuff, what does this game have to offer? Like, what's the downtime going to be like? What's the real arc here? You know?
Right.
So I don't know. There's a lot of
There's still a lot of questions. And there is, like, multiplayer in it. There's, like, co-op, I think.
What?
Yeah. It's a completely separate mode. It's kind of,
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. It's not like one of you is going to be playing Joel, the other
It's all mini-games. It's just a lot of...
I hope this plays like Resident
Evil. It essentially just turns into Mario Party.
Nah, I'm hoping this plays like Resident Evil 6.
I hope it's terrible.
I hope it's terrible, so I'll buy it and play it.
I hope I can buy it and play co-op. I hope there's a panda. I just want to ride the panda.
And finally, let's talk about just the game in general that we're looking forward to this year. Javi, start with you, buddy.
After going through this whole list, I'm surprising myself here. I mean, with I would say The Last of Us, but there's just too much unknown about it. So I'm interested in what that's going to turn out as. But what game that I'm like dead set like excited for is Dead Space 3.
Hmm.
I'm such a huge fan of the first and second game, and I'm excited for more. So yeah,
you're excited for shit,
Ryan. What about you?
What about me? That list did not do much for me.
Well, that's
all.
Not the whole list. Like,
yeah, I know.
That's just games with a release date.
I'm probably just going to go with something that I think will officially be released this year and say MechWarrior Online.
Mm.
I want to see where they go with
that's
that.
That's
not
out yet? I thought
no, it's not officially out yet, no.
Oh.
Still in open beta.
Dylan.
Yo.
Game.
What are you talking about?
God damn it.
Sorry.
What game are you most excited for this year?
Most excited for?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. I don't know, really.
I know what he's excited for. Kim Kardashian and Kanye's baby.
Speaking of which, do you think it looks like Kanye's baby? Do you think this is what it would look like?
Well, I got three choices, Gabe. BioShock, Revenge and Innocence.
Oh yeah.
What?
I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm more excited for that or Dead Space.
Revenge and Innocence. That could
go either way.
Revenant
and. And I don't know if Dark Souls 2 is coming out next year or not. If it is, put that there. If it's not, whatever.
Hmm. If I had to pick games that haven't been announced yet coming out this year, Saints Row 4 and Mirror's Edge 2. But yeah.
Saints Row 4 doesn't even have an owner.
Yeah, this is
yeah,
true.
Gabe, it's never coming out. Face it.
No, okay. The Saints Row franchise is too valuable to just be let loose into the wind.
Oh, okay.
EA will save me. EA will be my savior this year and release Saints Row 4 and Mirror's Edge 2.
You know what's going to happen, Gabe? EA is going to buy Saints Row, and then they're going to give it to BioWare, so you get so deep choices in your Saints Row.
Nah, man. I don't know why their name is blanking on me now, but the people that make Grand Theft Auto, fuck.
Rockstar?
Yeah, they're going to buy it and then shut that bitch down.
Well, it makes too much sense.
You're like, fuck this.
But, like, Grand Theft Auto and Saints Row are different.
I know. And Saints Row is better. They're going to be like, whoa. They're going to buy it and shut that bitch down.
Whoa, doggy. San Andreas.
Nope.
Hey, Dylan, should we open this can of worms of this conversation me and you had about Saints Row?
Yeah, let's do it. I don't remember much.
How much time do we have?
I don't know. But we're talking about Saints Row. Uh-huh. And I said, I don't know if it's just me, man. But, like I appreciate Saints Row. It gives me a few chuckles, and it's ridiculous and everything. I get that. It's a shtick. But that humor and, like, goofiness wears out its welcome.
Really quick.
Like, pretty quick for me. Like, I'm like, all right, I get it. It's stupid. And I'm like, yeah, this is stupid, too. And that's funny. Okay. sometimes, but I'm like, I'm more interested in something that has stupid stuff, but is also, you know,
let's,
I don't know.
Let's bring up the examples that we had during our conversation. San Andreas and Vice City. Both of them are fucking hilarious. I mean, listen to Laszlo. And then, but then they have a pretty good story going on the whole time. That to me is the perfect balance of silly, retarded shit and good writing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying anything is negative about Saints Row. I'm just saying I prefer a healthy balance rather than full retard.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I didn't mind it at all. Like, it was fun from start to finish. It never really, humor wasn't even like, that was fine and all, but it played really well. It controlled really well. I just felt like it was a really solidly built game.
The gameplay of Saints Row is definitely better than Grand Theft Auto 4.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then GTA 4?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. The cars could have better physics, but whatever.
Well, I thought the physics in the cars in Saints Row, they kind of got rid of some of them to make it, I don't know, it was a little more fun
to
drive,
it more,
I thought.
Better.
Yeah. I don't need to feel like I'm trying to drive in Forza. I don't...
I think what I told Dylan is I've played Saints Row and then I just got really fatigued with it. I was like, I don't find great pleasure in hitting people with a giant dildo. I'm like, yeah.
Then what do
funny.
You find great pleasure in?
No, that's what I'm saying is. Perfect contrast for me was Sleeping Dogs. It's like, and that game doesn't have anything really silly in it. And I don't know if that's what I'm saying I want. Like, that's the other end of the spectrum. The game's trying to be really gritty and really serious. And I don't know if that's exactly what I need. But I enjoyed being in that world much longer than being in Saints Row's world. I'm just saying.
Here we go, Av. So. Sleeping Dogs gameplay with Laszlo on the radio.
Yeah, I mean, I love the combat system. I fell in love with that combat system, and Hong Kong looks beautiful. And
I almost bought Sleeping Dogs during the Steam sale because there was an error, a pricing error that put it at $5. And I was checking out, and I was hitting purchase, the price went up. Another $10, and I was like, no, I'll wait.
I got it.
I mean, it's a good damn price. I would have paid it normally, but you tease me and then you take it away.
Well, they didn't mean to tease you.
Well, I wasn't looking to spend almost $20 on a game that day. I just saw for $5. I was like, well, I can't really pass that up. Now that it's $20, I can pass it up because. I mean, it'll eventually go back down to a price somewhere.
Hmm.
Anyways, that was just a little thing I wanted to say about Saints Row, because it seems like our podcast unanimously was like, oh, Saints Row 3 is the best thing ever because it's fucking awesome and best thing ever.
No.
I'm like, it's
towards,
funny.
Towards
it's cool.
The end.
There's nothing like it, and I appreciate it, but it's not my favorite sandbox game.
Yeah.
It's not the definitive sandbox game
to me. San Andreas.
I liked it a lot.
Like, Dylan, you love San Andreas. San Andreas is probably the last GTA I would play. Like, I love 3 just because I have a soft spot for it. And then Vice City
is
my
favorite. It's funny, San Andreas is definitely my favorite.
Yeah.
Grove Street!
I couldn't really care less about Grand Theft Auto 5 coming out.
Well,
yeah, I'm not hyped about it, really. I mean, I'll check it out, definitely, because it's GTA. But I'm not like, oh my god, GTA 5, oh my god.
Some other things people are looking forward to that I totally forgot to read earlier. Rob Eccles says Gears of War Judgment.
There's a Gears of War coming out?
I forgot about that.
Yeah. You play as Baird, I think.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like a prequel. It's takes place before the first Gears of War game. I'm sure it'll be fun.
There's so many prequels.
I know, right?
Everything's
I'm sure it'll be
fucking
fun.
Prequel.
I have trouble getting excited for prequels until, I play them and they're fun, but, I like the way it advances the story, because it doesn't really advance the story. Like, it builds on the world, sure, but I don't know. Like that war is kind of over, and so I don't know. It'll still be interesting, and I'm sure they'll do some cool multiplayer, like co-op stuff, and that's stuff that I really enjoyed from really other games. So.
Medea C. Stewart says Watch Dogs, which was all the buzz after this year's E3, because there was nothing else.
It was the only interesting thing.
Yeah. It was the only interesting thing that wasn't a sequel.
Yeah, I look forward to Watch Dogs. I need to see more of it. I need to see how this hacking thing impacts
really
more
cool.
than just street lamps.
It also
playing traffic cop,
computers.
You know, don't get me wrong, that shit can be fun. But need to see more. Hopefully it's good. I've said that a lot about a lot of games.
Hopefully it doesn't offend Devin more.
Wait, what?
We'll get into that.
He turned on the street lights to cause that accident. He's like, "Wait, he just killed these people." And then all of a sudden he was like ready to write off the game. Also, he didn't like the way the guy was dressed.
What?
Well, he has a point. So he did kind of
kill
people.
His jeans are not skinny enough.
Devin had a point. The guy did like just
cause he did, definitely, but I mean, it's a video game. I don't know.
Yeah,
but how much longer can you use that excuse?
Gabe, you have no problem beating people to death with a dildo.
That's different!
No, it's not!
Is it?
It's hilarious!
If you want me to beat you to death with a dildo, I will slap you with a big dong.
I mean, in Sleeping Dogs, you're a police officer, and but you can, when you're freely walking around the streets, you can fucking stab people to death and do whatever the hell you want to civilians, and if they showed that gameplay at E3, you could make a judgment call just the same way
he
did.
In Saints Row, the world is essentially like a big-ass cartoon, so like that's...
Yeah, well, Sleeping Dogs isn't, though. I'm just saying that,
yeah,
like...
that's the difference.
It's a open-world sandbox game. Like, just because someone took an action in some gameplay footage doesn't mean that entire title is doesn't have, you know, any...
Yeah, it doesn't force you to do that. So yeah, that's not the problem.
Yeah.
There is no problem.
Anyways.
I think that was the finale of the discussion we had with Devin. Anyway.
What are some of our listeners excited for in 2013, Gabe?
Justin Dotz is looking forward to Tomb Raider and the new Xbox Live Arcade Summer of Arcade. Which hopefully will finally have that fucking new Behemoth game.
Oh yeah, Battle Block Theater.
Battle Block Arcade.
Speaking of
Battle
Xbox
Block Theater.
Live, no one ever told me Shadow Complex was like Metroid.
Why is this our fault?
And how is this news?
How did you not hear that?
I didn't. No one told me anything. And then I watched it on these speedruns I'm watching now, and I was like, hey, wait a second. It's like Metroid.
Yep.
Yeah, you keep blaming other people for this. Like, this isn't on us.
This wasn't like hidden news. This wasn't a secret kept well.
I hate
no, but
what?
There was a fucking disastrous press conference about it.
There was?
Yeah, the game totally glitched. And the guy, his mic was broken too.
I don't give a fuck. No, why did anyone...
Hey,
this isn't our fault.
Hey, Dylan.
What up?
Darksiders like Zelda, dog.
I don't give a
check
fuck
it
about
out.
That. I'd rather play Castlevania.
Zelda.
Hey, dog. It's like Castlevania.
It's not even close.
Dylan didn't. He's always dreamt of playing Metroid as Nathan Drake.
Yeah, I was like,
there it was, right
at
there.
At the
for
end
him.
Of the game, he starts talking because. I mean, it's a speedrun, so they skip all the cutscenes. And I'm like, man, Nolan North doesn't even bother trying to change his voice.
Nope.
Well, he can. People just don't
want
him
nobody
to.
Nobody wants him to. They want him to be that everyman. They just want Nathan Drake.
Stop it, Nolan.
The only game I've noticed that has Nolan North in it where he doesn't do the voice is Portal
Ratchet.
2.
What, in Ratchet?
He's in Ratchet?
Yeah, he's the... dude in that time thing that's telling
Orvis?
Clank how to He's the nervous dude. He's like,
not Orvis, the cleaning bot.
Yeah, the nervous.
I can't remember
robot.
His name.
Yeah,
this has been Nolan North Watch. 2013. All right, Graham Stewart says his most anticipated game is Beyond Two Souls.
What is
he's
that?
Cautiously
what is
optimistic
that?
About BioShock.
Why is
Infinite.
It taking
that's
the name
Ellen
of my
Page
beloved Dark Souls?
And Heavy Rain had a baby, and it was called Heavy Page.
Oh. You're a terrible human being.
Ellen Rain.
I knew Paige. She was pretty heavy.
Me too!
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I missed all
you're
of
out
that.
There, Paige.
It's okay, Ryan. You're not missing anything.
I didn't hear okay. it. Sorry.
We're being very God. Mean here.
Oh, okay.
And Rachel Grace is Psychonauts too, but you know, dream big, honey.
Somebody do housekeeping.
Answer the door.
Housekeeping.
Oh, hey, Lori. I got. Hey, Lori.
Answer the fucking
Lori.
Door.
I got
Dude,
it.
You should tell someone to answer the door because your hands are full of little weenies.
Wait, what?
Okay, that's no one. Ryan, get the door!
Oh, man. We stayed on the rails pretty good until about 2 minutes
so
ago.
He's like, ah ha ha! Gabe doesn't know. It's just silent. So, Ryan, someone's at the door?
We already answered.
Yeah, she's already.
Yeah, I already got it. She's standing here going, what the fuck is happening?
Oh. Are you gonna start cleaning
you
up around
stop
here?
This.
I got pizza boxes. My dog's hair is everywhere.
That's
screaming
weird.
Infidelities.
All right, so we're done with everything else. All right, so if you want to write into the show, you can do that at mail@gameovernation.com. You can tweet at us at GameOverNation. Check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/GameZeroVernation. And also go like us on Facebook, facebook.com/GameOverNation. You can get us each individually on Twitter. I am at AirStrikeRhino. Javi is at HaviG0N. Gabe is at RabbitWombat9. And Dylan, what are you this week?
Dilanosaurus.
You're back to Dilanosaurus?
Yep.
All right.
I'm so happy that all of our Twitter pictures are back to our cartoony things, and it looks beautiful at the bottom of the website. Stop changing it, everybody.
Sorry.
Fuck.
I'll change it back from Jack Bauer.
Continue.
I think that's about it. Thanks to everyone who wrote in. Keep writing in.
Speaking of writing in,
spreading
did
the
we
word?
Even bother checking the emails?
No, because nobody writes into the email. That email's
yeah,
dead.
We just get everything.
Yeah, don't bother with the email. Just write to us on Facebook. It. That's easier.
Or Twitter. Twitter's
Facebook
good.
And Twitter.
It's modern.
Also, hey, if you missed any of those links Ryan just said, just go to GameOverNation.com. The first thing on the right.
Oh, yeah, we have a website, too. Go there.
GameOverNation.com. You'll find all our social networks on the sidebar. Make sure to like us on our Facebook thingy right there.
It's super.
Read
we
articles.
Made it super
Leave
easy.
Some goddamn comments, and we'll respond to all of you. I promise. It's gonna be tight. We're gonna have a good discussion.
Video games.
It's adult things. Video games.
Yeah. Leave some comments on those YouTube videos too. Those are fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. YouTube videos are the best.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's gonna do it for this week. I have been Javi Rodriguez with Ryan De La Rosa.
I'm still Ryan De La Rosa.
Gabe.
I
the
probably
full
won't
band.
Be Gabe much longer.
What?
Gabe's renaming himself.
Ah, oh, totally unpaid inferno. Mm. Dylan Roush.
Yeah.
And we'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.